Hello again. This is Sarnoga. I trust you are doing well. So let's take a little trip into trance, you and I. It's so easy. It's so easy to do, and it's so enjoyable. So relaxing. So pleasant. Just listening and relaxing. Feeling yourself slip down into trance. It is pleasant, letting your thoughts drift away, drift to other things. Let them go where they please. Your mind knows the way into trance. You know the way into trance. Thoughts in your mind. It is often hard to tell where they come from. They may come from anywhere. They may come from my words. Perhaps you deliberately think about one thing or another. Perhaps a thought comes unbidden into your mind. Its origin a mystery. The thought may be your own. Or it may be my thought. It may be a memory. Stirred up by other thoughts. Thoughts. Chained together. One after another. As you proceed down into trance. Your mind passing through many layers of consciousness. May meet with forgotten memories, ideas, experiences long past. You can just let it happen. They may even seem to be random thoughts, but they are just markers being passed on your way into trance. You may listen to my words. And may even wonder why your thoughts seem unrelated to them. Your thoughts may focus on my words, or you may be having other thoughts. Regardless of what your thoughts seem to be doing, your mind is focusing on going into trance. Let it go there. Let it drift there. When you lay in bed to sleep, where do your thoughts go? What do you think of as you fall asleep? It hardly matters. You may think of the day's events. You may think of plans for tomorrow. Or of what may happen the next day. Perhaps you think of friends, family, lovers. Do you focus your thoughts as you fall asleep? Or let them wander where they will? Maybe you tried to clear your mind of any thoughts. It seldom seems to matter. Your thoughts may go where they will. And still, you drift into sleep. Your thoughts may go where they will. And still, you drift into trance. Down, deeply into trance. A nice trance. When you lay in bed to sleep, your thoughts may be focused, or they may drift. And when sleep finally takes you, where do your thoughts go? When trance finally takes you, where does your mind go? As you lay in bed at night, your thoughts will begin to drift. They will drift to other things. Eventually, they drift into things other than daytime thoughts. waking thoughts. They drift into that pleasant mist of sleep. That mist that lures and entices, seduces, pulls and beckons you into the pleasant world of dreams. Often, we are pulled into sleep trance by seduction. Sleep seduces us. Trance seduces us. Calls us. Tempts us. Takes us by the hand and leads us. Willingly, like a lover into itself. We yield to it out of desire. We join with it as it joins with us. And where does the mind go? Somewhere between wakefulness and sleep is another state, a condition most pleasant, most seductive. It is between waking and sleeping. Where dreams are more real than sleep, and thoughts have less control than desire, where we fall into the arms of lovers met for the first time. They come to us from the mist of sleep, gentle, yet powerful, seductive. Filled with a desire for you that seduces you into a desire of your own. And when you are falling into sleep, in that place before sleep, there is one that comes to you, surrounds you, whispers in your ears, seducing you, calling to you. You feel it in the room, approaching like a feeling of desire. You feel its desire for you, and you are filled with desire for it. It is alive, seemingly without a body, a spirit, an entity. As it draws near, you know. You sense that it is feminine, enticing, ghostly. It approaches like a ghost, a spirit, whispering, seducing, moving ever closer, touching you with fingers of mist. Touching you with caresses so soft and light. They seem elusive at first, and then grow stronger. Less than physical. A spiritual ghost presence surrounds you, envelops you, is in you. Touching your spirit, your mind, arousing you. Kissing you and seducing you. Ghostly lips on yours. The faintest hint, the scent of perfume. Like incense, as though from lost ages. Ancient aromas of spice. Like the smell of clothing permeated with smoke. From incense burned in censers in the presence of an Egyptian goddess. You open yourself to her. You yield to her and surrender to her. As she touches and caresses you. Lips on yours. Mind in yours. Spirit in yours. Always seducing, enticing, arousing. Touching you, entering you, making love to you in every way, slipping inside you, arousing your mind and spirit
as much as your body,
and pulling you down deeper into sleep. She sleeps with you.
The deeper into trance sleep she pulls you.
The stronger are her caresses.
Touching.
As if though she is pulling you from your world into hers.
Where she may touch you with firmer hands.
Where she may take you into herself.
Even as she enters you.
You feel her inside you.
Her feminine body inside yours.
Arousing you.
Exciting you.
Stimulating all of your senses.
Arousing your mind as well as your body and spirit.
Pulling you down deeply into trance.
Deeply into sleep.
In your dreams, she owns you.
Plays with you.
Teases and manipulates you.
Loves you.
She has a name.
And you long to know it.
She hides it from you.
For now.
You are enthralled by her.
And pursue her.
Even as she pursues you.
She is present.
She is here.
Yet at times elusive.
She brings you to the brink of arousal.
And then seems to drift away.
Never quite bringing you to climax.
You pursue.
But never overtake her until she is ready.
When you have cooled enough,
she starts again.
And finally follows you into sleep.
Where she sometimes flirts with you in your dreams.
Some nights, as you fall asleep,
you wait for her in vain.
Then, when you begin to wonder if it had been a dream,
she visits you again,
tempting you,
teasing you,
entering you,
draining you, consuming you.
You are so under her spell.
You find yourself thinking of her during the day.
Waiting for night.
Waiting for sleep.
Waiting for your next meeting.
Your next secret rendezvous.
You meet from time to time.
At night.
As you drift into sleep.
Never knowing if or when.
Or when she will come to you.
Yet pleased that it seems to be ever more frequent.
Visits from your ghostly goddess become more frequent.
Once a week becomes twice a week.
And soon it is more often.
The more she visits you.
The more you feel yourself in her power.
Her grasp.
She loves you.
And makes love to you.
Entering you.
Filling you.
Changing you.
In the morning she is gone.
And you are already wishing the day away.
Wishing it were bedtime again.
Looking ahead to your next meeting.
You look in the mirror.
And it seems you see a hint of eyeliner on your face.
A hint of makeup.
ever so faint, as though when she was in you, she left her mark on you, as though just a slight bit of her face
has merged with yours.
As you shower, you wash your face well. You dry off and return to the sink to shave. You see your face again. The makeup gone. Shaving finished.
You notice an eyeliner on the counter.
You wonder where it came from at first. But then you know. She seems to be without physical form. At least in this world.
It is unlikely she left it there.
Does she control you enough to have you buy something like that without your knowledge? Without leaving a memory of doing so? You wonder, but it is the only explanation you can think of.
The origin of the eyeliner is not the only mystery.
Did your ghostly lover leave your face as it was when you woke?
Or did she somehow have you do it?
And if you did, where is the memory? You look down again at the counter. And your hand is drawn to the eyeliner pencil.
It seems to be with a will of its own. That your hand picks up the eyeliner pencil and begins applying it.
You just do it with little conscious thought. It seems natural.
You could probably stop it.
But it feels good to let it happen.
As though she is still with you.
You look at the result.
You can see it.
It is so subtle it seems unlikely anyone will notice. But you know it is there.
It is like having her with you.
And you decide to leave it. That night she is with you again. Loving you, taking you, entering you. And you surrender to her again.
Treasuring every moment with her as though it could be your last.
In the morning light, you see your face once again.
Seems to have a bit of hers merged with yours.
The shower leaves you clean again. But after shaving, you once again apply just a touch of the eyeliner. She either left for you or had you buy unknowingly.
It becomes a morning ritual to apply just a touch of the eyeliner.
Nobody has noticed.
Or at least nobody has mentioned it.
It leaves your face looking much as it did before showering.
As though just a bit of her face has merged with yours.
You meet with her often now.
Almost every night.
You feel her touch as she touches you.
Caresses your body and mind.
As she enters you.
The times you have seen her.
She appeared as no more than a shape.
A shadow.
Or a faint and ghostly glow.
You feel as though you would know her face.
But the only glimpse of it that you get is in the mirror in the morning.
When it seems her face has merged with yours.
Ever so slightly. It makes you long to see more of her. And you want her enough that you wish and long to see her face in yours. Just the next morning, you get a bit of what you had hoped for. There in the mirror, you see more of her face in yours,
more of her face in yours than you had before.
As before, after you shower, it is gone. But this morning, you see a tube of lipstick on the counter. It is a subtle shade. As your hand applies it, seemingly with a will of its own, you let it. You leave it to do as it wants. The result you see in the mirror is subtle, yet beautiful. So much you, yet more of her than before. You decide to leave it. It quickly becomes part of your morning ritual. The shower, the shave, the eyeliner
and lipstick.
It gives you a growing connection to her. And now her visits are nightly. Her presence is felt during the day. She is there, with you, always. You had been noticing every morning. You had less and less need to shave before applying your eyeliner and lipstick. This morning, you wonder if there is any point in shaving at all. As the days and nights pass,
your nightly meetings with her become more intense.
Consuming. When she enters and fills you.
At times, you feel she is you.
And you are her.
As though switching roles for a moment,
only to return,
and then to switch again.
Days and weeks are passing,
and you both are so involved, so in love,
so captured and enraptured with each other,
that you see her as a part of you.
The two of you, one. The hair on your face is fading, thinning.
For a time.
Shaving every other day seems sufficient.
Then it is less.
Then it is once a week.
You never really liked shaving anyway.
And are pleased with the change.
You suspect someday soon you will be able to give up shaving completely.
You look forward to that day with a sense of relief.
There is more makeup on the counter now.
You can see more of her face in yours every morning.
It seems to always be there now.
Partly at least.
Even after your morning shower.
One morning you notice with some amusement that it seems your penis and balls are smaller.
Quite a bit smaller.
You wonder that you are noticing it just now.
They seem too much smaller for it to have happened all in one night.
And still she comes to you, touching you.
Entering your mind, her spirit feeling yours.
You wonder that the shrinking of your penis and balls is fine with you.
It seems to matter so little.
You think you should be alarmed.
But instead you feel pleased
and you wonder why.
You like them better now.
You see her in your face in the mirror more plainly now.
More plainly every day.
You have a makeup set
and use it all.
But subtly,
tastefully,
beautifully,
as you prepare for your shower one morning,
you notice with mild surprise
that you are wearing a pair of woman's panties.
You wonder how she did that,
how she got you into a pair of woman's panties in your sleep,
or how did she make you put them on
and forget that you did it,
and where did they come from?
Could she be trolling enough
to take over
and have you buy them without your knowledge?
So strange.
So exciting.
So arousing.
She is with you.
And still you long for bedtime.
When you can meet.
When you can merge together like lovers.
As you dress.
You notice with idle curiosity.
That you have once again slipped into a pair of woman's panties.
You shrug and chuckle to yourself as you put on your pants.
As you put on your pants, you see your face.
As much hers now as yours.
It occurs to you then, for the first time,
that you are becoming her.
Or she is becoming you.
You wonder if you could stop it,
or if it is too late.
Then you realize you want her too much to desire to stop her.
So long as she continues to visit you every night,
she can do as she pleases.
Whatever she does is okay with you.
As long as you can have her.
Keep her, visit her.
Have her enter you every night.
Possess you.
Then you realize that is what she is doing.
Possessing you.
She is possessing you.
And you want her to do it.
You want it.
You find more feminine clothing in your wardrobe.
You look it over, and it all seems to be more feminine than it was.
Even things that you are sure you've had for a while.
You look in the closet and see a skirt.
If you had ever worn it,
you are sure you would remember.
But how did it get there?
Why is it there?
You feel a tenderness on your chest.
Your hand reaches.
Your fingers touch one of your nipples.
It is more sensitive than you remember.
The touch is arousing.
You notice for the first time a swelling under your nipples.
You explore it with your hand.
You are certain there is a swelling.
It is there now.
For the first time.
You feel suddenly aroused
at the feeling of touching a woman's breast.
Small, but more feminine than any part of your body.
At least before now.
It is even more arousing that it is your body.
The breasts are yours.
Or are they hers?
At night she comes to you. Every morning the swelling is more than before. Until it seems you actually are growing breasts.
Actually have breasts.
On the chair you see a bra. You would remember if you had bought it. You think so anyway. Where did it come from? It occurs to you. It has been a while since you actually looked at your penis balls.
You remember noticing a few weeks ago that they had been shrinking significantly.
You take a look.
They are much smaller now.
A glance in the mirror is all you need.
You are appearing much more feminine.
You wonder how it could go this far.
Yet you feel powerless to stop it.
You feel powerless to even want to stop it. You put on the bra and pull your shirt over it. That night,
you stripped your panties to get into bed.
It seems she is already there waiting for you. You are aroused.
She is making love to you.
You feel your breasts fuller now. Fuller than even that morning.
First you are her.
And then yourself again. Then her.
You find yourself caught up in a frenzy of lovemaking.
And first you are male. Then you are female.
And then male again.
In the morning, as you are drying off after the shower,
You notice with wonder that it appears your genitals are receding into your body.
They have stopped shrinking, but are pulling themselves in. Your balls sucking up into your body. And there is a depression at the base of your penis.
You try to remember the last time you had to shave.
But it is impossible to do so. You realize it is the weekend. As you get dressed, you feel compelled to reach for the skirt. You pull it on and realize your mistake.
You take it off again and get back into the shower.
Even ladies have to shave their legs. You shave all the way up to your crotch.
And notice that as small as they were,
your balls have disappeared into your body now.
The depression at the base of your penis is deeper. So deep, it seems the tip of your penis is flush with the outside of your body.
Before you get back into the skirt, you go looking around your room for a pair of stockings. You know there will be a pair, even without having a memory of buying them. You find them, put them on, and pull your skirt on over them. You put on your bra and a nice blouse.
Looking in the mirror, you are pleased with what you see.
It is your ghostly lady looking back at you.
Your hair is longer, well groomed.
It is more than your face and breasts. Your shaved legs and smooth face with the perfect touch of makeup. Your shape has changed.
You look like a woman now.
And still at night you meet with her. And she with you. You smell her feminine scent. Her touch. One morning in the shower, you notice your penis has disappeared.
You have
a brief flicker of panic, but see there is a slight mound of flesh in your legs. You part it, and see your penis is still there. You breathe a sigh of relief. Starting that morning, you check your penis every morning. At first, it seems to still be there. But it is changing. It is changing into a pussy. You try to think about it for a moment. It is so curious. But all you manage is a satisfied feeling. If that is what your lover wants from you, she can have it. It is only a few more weeks and the change is complete. All of you, your face, your hair, your breasts, pussy, legs, even the shape of your body. You see you have become a woman. You know your ghostly lover has done this. Somewhere deep inside you feel
ever so slightly
a pang of regret at the loss of your masculine body. But the feeling is fleeting,
ever so brief.
There and gone. As long as you have her, your ghostly lover. You are glad to be what she wants you to be. You feel her now, with you, there always, part of you. You know her face now. You see it in the mirror. That night,
you wait for her to arrive.
You wait for her. And wonder where she might be. What is keeping her? Then you feel her. She is with you. It is different, but she is there. Taking you. Controlling you. But unlike before,
you feel her pushing you down.
Pushing you aside.
You wonder how she could do this
when you have given her everything. Why she would do this?
She is taking your body.
Taking your mind.
Becoming you.
But leaving you there.
You are there.
Aware. But she is in control. You hear her speak, and it is her voice. It comes from your mouth, or the mouth that once was yours, but it is her voice.
You feel everything.
You experience everything.
But control is hers.
Then you are in that place again.
That lace between wakefulness and sleep.
You are in that place before sleep.
And there is one there with you.
Coming to you. Surrounding you. Whispering in your ear. Seducing you.
Calling to you.
Calling to her. You feel it in the room, approaching like a feeling of desire. You feel its desire for you,
and you are filled with desire for it.
It is alive, seemingly without a body, a spirit, an entity. As it draws near,
You sense
that it is masculine, hard,
powerful,
enticing,
exciting,
ghostly.
It wants you.
It approaches like a ghost,
a spirit,
whispering,
seducing,
moving ever closer,
onto the bed,
closer,
touching you with fingers of mist,
touching you with caresses
so soft and light.
They seem elusive at first,
and then grow stronger,
less than physical.
Its spiritual ghostly presence surrounds you,
envelops you.
In you,
touching your spirit,
your mind,
arousing you,
kissing you, and seducing you.
Ghost lips on yours,
the faintest hint,
the scent of wood smoke,
as though from lost ages.
Ancient aromas of wood smoke
mixed with spice.
Like the smell of clothing
permeated with smoke
offered up on the altar of an Egyptian god.
You feel him.
You feel his presence.
You feel his touch.
You feel him as he draws nearer.
Putting his hands on your shoulders and holding you to the bed.
You feel him.
And you are powerless to resist.
She is in control.
Your ghostly lover controls you now.
And she is pushing you out of the way.
Leaving you to experience her meeting.
Her meeting with her ghostly lover.
You feel it as he pushes her down to the bed.
As their lips meet.
You feel it as though you are she.
She opens herself to him.
She opens you to him.
You both yield to him and surrender to him.
As he touches and caresses you both,
his lips on yours,
mine in hers,
mine in yours.
You feel the final merging between you and her.
You feel as you and she become one.
And you are she.
She is you.
She is you.
You know a bit of you is still there,
but you have her memories,
desires,
and you want your ghostly masculine lover to open you, to take you.
He climbs on top of you,
and you lay back in ecstasy as he enters you,
fills you.
And takes you,
seducing, enticing,
arousing you,
touching you,
entering you,
making love to you in every way,
slipping inside you,
arousing your mind and spirit as much as your body.
His masculine presence seems so alien and strange inside you.
Yet so erotic.
As he takes your body.
Your mind and your spirit.
You feel him pulling you down deeper into trance.
Deeper into sleep.
You feel him inside you.
His masculine body inside yours,
arousing you,
exciting you, stimulating all of your senses, arousing your mind as well as your body and spirit, pulling you down deeply into trance, deeper into sleep. In your dreams, he owns you, plays with you, teases and manipulates you, loves you. He sleeps with you. The deeper into trance and sleep he pulls you, the stronger his caresses, touching as though he is pulling you from your world into his, where he may touch you with firmer hands, where he may take you into himself, even as he enters you. You feel him inside you. His masculine body penetrating you. Fucking you. Impregnating you. Putting his seed deep within you to grow. You give yourself over to his masculine presence. To his will. Feeling him thrusting inside you. Making you his own. Making you his woman. And you enjoy every second of it. You feel as though you have always been feminine. Always wanted something masculine between your legs to take you. Fuck you. Own you. You lay back squirming in pleasure and passion as he takes you, spilling his passion and seed down deeper. Taking you down deeper. You wonder what the morning will bring. What face will you see in your mirror now? What face will you see in your mirror now? Who are you? And what will you be? And soon it will be time to wake up. Time to discover. Time to come up out of that sleep. And out of that trance. Or perhaps this sleep. This trance is too pleasant to leave. You may do as you choose. You may wake up now if that is what you choose. You have the power to do so now. You may begin to just wake up. To rouse yourself. To look in the mirror. Or if you prefer, you may stay here for a while. Enjoying the feeling. Enjoying the trance. Listen to another file that pleases you. Or if you prefer, you may drift off into sleep. A sleep where you will dream. Before awakening. Renewed and refreshed. The choice is yours. You will make it when you are ready. It was nice to be here with you. And I hope we can do it again soon. And please remember to write. This is Sarnoga, signing off.